Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hi, everybody. I'm Abby.
I'm Ryan.
Go ahead. Just tell him.
Abby is on one today.
Don't scream or scream. Look at this. Look how big that popped up on
Sorry.
There. Everybody, it is hot in this room. Listen, it's hot in this room. Okay. We're going to backtrack. We talked a little bit about how when I wake up from a nap, I'm not well.
Yeah.
I'm on my own time. I'm not well. And I, in fact, did wake up from a nap a couple hours ago, but it's still lingering. What?
It was about an hour and a half ago.
Ryan and I had a walk, and we had a talk.
Yeah, we did.
I think some of it was valid, which we talked about. Some of it, I was very sentimental or sensitive.
She's very sentimental, and
I'm really an emotional woman these days, and that's life. You go ahead and take the intro. I liked when you did the intro last week.
All right, everybody.
I don't even feel like talking.
Yeah.
Maybe you should just do the whole podcast.
It's Sunday. We went to church and it was amazing. The weather's great here. It's 70. It's like 75.
The
it's
breeze is
beautiful.
Perfect.
Went to church. We came back. Actually, we got some lunch. Came back and took a nap.
A fat nap. I slept for like 3 hours.
I woke up, but just kind of chilled on my phone. And then Abby woke up and was...
No, I woke up in the middle of the nap.
Yeah, I woke up and I was editing something on my phone. And
all I hear is, You say I am. I was like, oh... My gosh, if I hear you say one more time.
And I was careful. I had it on the lowest bar you could have.
But where did you have the phone?
Right by your ear.
Right by my ear. And I kept feeling like a twitch, 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 twitch on. And I'm like a little sensitive to like sensory stuff. So for some reason, it was like making me feel nauseous. So then I said, mid-nap.
Turn that off. No, you said, can you turn that down?
I don't know how I said it, though, because I was asleep.
Turn that down.
I didn't think I said anything, actually.
It was like a grunt. It was like a turn it down.
Because that's what I asked you when I woke up. I was like, did I say something to you?
Yeah.
Because I was talking to myself saying, don't say anything, don't say anything. Which then we talked about on the walk that I need to verbalize how I feel. It just all led me to this moment of, I need to talk to my boyfriend.
The walk was great, though. The weather is so nice outside.
The walk was great, but Ryan and I just had this conversation in the garage. I love a conversation. Well, I don't love the act of having a conversation that's, like, kind of hard. Like, I was trying to verbalize how I felt, but, like, not hurt his feelings. But also, like, sometimes when you verbalize how you feel, it's, like, it's just hard for the other person to understand, you know? And so we were having, like, just one of those talks where it's like, well, this is how I feel, and I just need to talk through it, and whatever. And it was, like, it all ended great. But I love conversations like that because it brings you closer. And Ryan was like, I can't really say I like conversations like that.
I appreciate them.
But, yeah, that which I think that I agree with that. That's a better word for it.
But the reason I was playing Lauren Daigle, You Say I Am, or I Am, the song.
You Say?
What is this song?
Most popular
You Say
song?
I Am.
You Say I Am Love.
What's
I
the
love
song
you.
Title? Love You Too. What's the song title?
You Say.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I was playing that because we went to Lauren Daigle last night in Nashville, and it was so much fun. We ate a bunch of good food. We got down
it
there
was...
during the...
Sorry. That's... Sorry. I'm sorry.
We ate a bunch of good food, went down to 5th and Broadway, went to Savannah's Candy Kitchen and ate yummy candy, well, some chocolate, and then got to see Lauren Daigle from a friend of ours from church, gave us some tickets, or sold us some tickets, and it was a lot of fun. I never really listened to Lauren Daigle, but it was fun.
I want to go into the details of that, but before I do, I'm working on not interrupting Ryan, because I've been listening back to every podcast, just because it's kind of like quality control for me. It's like, you're taking inventory of the product you're putting out. And I notice I interrupt him so much.
Abby just texted me randomly and said, I gotta stop interrupting you on the podcast.
Which I know I have a bad habit of doing that, like in real life as well, but I've really been working on it. But like actually hearing it, you're like, girl, stop.
I didn't even notice it until she started saying it.
And now you notice it, don't you?
Well, because I know you're trying to be aware of it. So if you do it, I just look at you and laugh.
Which, for those of you that are like, why did he just look at her? And I told him to like call me out when I interrupt him. So anyways, backtrack. I want to dig into details of the trip. So we drove yesterday around 3 to go see Little Miss Lauren. And I was nervous a little bit because I get overstimulated, which a lot of people wouldn't expect this from me. I was talking to Chandler about this morning. He was like, I feel like the way your personality is, you would love concerts. And Ryan said the same thing.
Said the exact same thing.
Like, when we first met, you were like, what? If someone were to ask me.
Yeah, we were at the concert, and I was like, if somebody were to ask me when we first met, what is Abby like doing? I was like, probably going to music festivals.
Yeah. And I don't. But that's the thing, is that with concerts, even at, like, this is when Ryan realized it, but when we were at Passion, like, I just get really overstimulated by, like, big lights and lots of speakers and stuff, which is kind of odd for a theater girly, but anyways. Concerts just sometimes just aren't really my thing, but I really wanted to go see Lauren Daigle because I know like every song on her newest album. Like, I love her albums. Well, she put out 2 albums anyways, and they're fantastic. I wore my Lauren Daigle pants. Oh, Ryan's giving a big yawn.
Sorry.
He's a sleepy widow boy today. What couples, what's the voice that you talk in? Because mine is that, but Ryan doesn't participate.
I'm not into the baby talk.
There are times, that's not big. Yeah, it is baby talk.
Oh, it is.
I just think it's funny.
No, it's fine. It's not that bad. I just don't participate.
But sometimes you'll make funny noises.
Like what?
Like sometimes you'll be like, meow. Like sometimes you'll... No, you've been singing though.
And cut.
No, you've been singing. I'm outing Ryan. Sometimes he sings.
I'm a great singer. I'll sing a song right now.
Okay, go.
Cause old habits die when you wanna leave. I just love the old you. No,
it's not the words. I don't see the
old you. I just see the new.
God.
That was my favorite song last night. Yeah. If anybody's wondering. That's my favorite Lauren Daigle song. I think is that on the new album?
Yeah. Do you think that actually is your favorite song because it's your favorite song, you like the beats of it, or do
the
you
only
think...
one I know?
Well, oh, that's the only one you know?
Oh, I thought that's what you were asking me.
No, I was going to say, because sometimes when people tell me like a meaning behind a song of like, oh, the song makes me think of you or whatever, it like automatically boosts it in my mind.
I see what you're saying.
Because I told Ryan, showed Ryan that song, and I was like, it makes me think of you. Because if you've listened to his story on the podcast, A Conversation with Ryan Luckett, like, that song is, like, perfectly encapsulates Ryan.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. It's basically about, like, just a testimony, basically, like...
Yeah, it's life. Just basically, I don't see you for your story, I see you for the new person that you are in Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
But do you think that's why? Do you think... that has influence on why it's your favorite song?
I don't know. I never really thought about that. I just like the beat of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just a very vibey, like, it's nice outside and the windows are down song.
Yeah. Okay, but let's talk about the opener.
Yeah, Blessing Offer.
Blessing Offer. I'd never heard of him. Didn't even know he was blind.
Can or can't confirm that he's blind. Dom said he was blind.
Oh.
I'm going to check and see if he's blind.
If he's not blind, Dom, you're canceled. Anyways, so we got there, and so I told Ryan I was a little bit nervous, like, I was getting cold feet. I was like, I'm excited, but I'm just kind of like nervous. I'm going to get overstimulated. And, oh, I meant to tell you this. He was like, why would you, is he blind?
He's blind. Blessing Offer, I don't know if anybody knows any of his music, but he's really good. He sits at the piano and absolutely destroys it.
Was that interrupting?
No.
Oh, okay. He's one of those people.
People are going to think we're like, I'm like this abusive boyfriend.
No, Ryan's amazing. I'm just working on it myself. It's like a me thing. I brought it up to him. But he's one of those people who can like plays piano and talks.
Yeah,
like,
you love that. I thought that was cool too.
Conversation.
But I was going to say, he sings the song That's the Thing About Praise with Benjamin William Hastings.
That's the thing about praise. That's the thing about praise.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What other song does he have?
The only way through it is a hallelujah. Yeah.
The Goodness?
I don't know that one. He said one of his songs
Toby Mac. People know that song.
He said one of his songs was in a Coke commercial.
Yeah. But he was awesome. I really liked him.
Yeah, he was so cool.
And the one thing I think that you weren't simulated by the music or by the concert was that it wasn't like Passion. At Passion, it like is very, very loud. That concert last night wasn't very loud at all.
It wasn't.
I mean, it was like, it sounded great. The lights were amazing, but it wasn't like overpowering.
And we had pretty close seats too.
Yeah, we had great seats.
I think the thing is, yeah, so I told Ryan that I was like a little nervous about getting overstimulated, and he was like, kind of like you did at Passion. And I was like, yeah, like, and then we said something about it being a worship concert. And you were like, it's not going to be a worship concert. And the pride part of me that wanted to be like, I told you so, was when Lauren Daigle broke out into spontaneous worship. And we all started singing like Goodness of God. And
had my hand up.
Yeah, we had our hands raised.
You're a good, good father.
And there was a split second in my head that I was like, ha.
Yeah.
I told you.
I love that. She sang, she said, see a victory.
Yeah.
Good, good father.
And there was another one. I can't remember. It was Goodness of God.
Yeah, Goodness of God. All three of them. Not like full songs, but just spontaneous. It was amazing.
I think the way that she like, which I know everyone has their opinion on Lauren Daigle. I get it. But I think the way that she is.
What's the opinion on Lauren Daigle?
Well, there are some people that like, there's like, I mean, it's with every famous person, like controversy is going to come and they're going to have their name associated with the way like situations are handled and stuff. And I don't know specific situations, but I do know there were like some things where she like was kind of softer about her faith and people expected her to be like bolder about her faith. But then like there's just different points of view. Like someone could be like, well, she's just lovingly trying to be soft in her approach. And other people are like, you're a Christian, like go out and you're just never going to win.
Yeah.
You know, but, I absolutely love her. And I think her concert was so great about, I can tell you have a thought. Her concert was so great. I feel like about combining, like a non-believer could be there and enjoy it and hear the news of Jesus. But then, like, a believer could be there and be like, oh, my gosh, that was so spirit-led.
Yeah.
It was, like, kind of across the board, just, like, good vibes, a great way to spread the message without, like, necessarily condemning people for...
Like, hey, I'm an absolute...
Like, you're going to hell, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with being an absolute Jesus freak. You should be an absolute Jesus freak. But, like, it wasn't, like... Jesus this, heaven,
it hell. Wasn't like her brand was Jesus.
Right.
She has her own company, and you can tell she's a singer. Her job is a singer. She's a Christian who sings. She doesn't brand, like her brand isn't like, I'm going to sell tickets to my show and profit off of Jesus.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to make music, and since God gave me this gift, I can't help but sing about the Lord.
Yeah.
Which like is just so cool to me, like, we're all given, someone came up to me one time and they were like, well, you want to be a singer, like, what would you sing about? And I was like, oh, I'd love to, you know, this was like a while ago. I'd love to sing about the Lord. And they were like, so you're going to profit off of Jesus? And I was like, well, no, but like the Lord gives us gifts. And like I'm going to work. And if I can use it, kind of like this, like if I can use a platform, Ryan finished his Sprite, everybody. If I can use a platform to talk about the Lord, like, obviously, we both are given the gift of public speaking, or else we wouldn't be sitting here speaking publicly to a camera, or like being able to verbalize. But we could sit here and talk about anything.
Right.
It's like, but as believers, we can't help but speak about the Lord. And not to like pride us up, but just trying to give like an explanation of like her brand isn't Jesus. I hope this like makes sense. Like, does this, am I making sense?
Well, yeah, you're making sense in the way that like somebody's not just doing it out of selfish ambition and trying to profit off of the word of the Lord. They're using their gifts in a way that honors God and shows other people the light of Jesus and the light of the world.
Yeah. You're very eloquent with your words.
So eloquent.
Eloquent.
I had a thought, though.
Go ahead.
About you saying, what did you say Lauren Daigle is what? Is there like controversy around her?
Well, with every famous person, you reach a level of status.
You know what's so funny about that?
Tell me.
It's like, people will be like, oh, Lauren Daigle, like, has, like, why do so many people hate Taylor Swift? Why do so many people hate Lauren Daigle? Like, they have this controversy about him, yet they have, like, millions of followers. It's like, they have all these fans, they're, like, the most famous people in the world, but yet the hate is just so much louder than all the love that they ever receive.
You know what's weird is that I think they do receive more love, but the hate stings worse that we focus on it more.
Well, wait, it sells.
I just have to call this out right now. Because it's funny you bring that up, because today on a reel, which we're not famous at all.
We're famous.
But we are getting like some more growth, and I got my first hate comment today and I deleted it because it made me sad.
What did it say?
Okay, so listen.
I can't wait to hear it. This is going to be funny if this isn't anything close to hate.
But that's the thing, is that I'm not sitting here being like, oh, I got these great comments. Like, we just focus on the bad.
Exactly.
Why do we do that?
I mean, I think it's just because it's like this idea that somebody could do 100 nice things for you that you love, but the moment they do something that maybe affects you or hurts your feelings, like, you're never gonna forget that.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if that is actually true or not, but I feel like, your parents will do so many amazing things for you, and you don't even say thank you. I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to all of us.
Well, no, I fall victim to this all the time.
Like, your parents will do so many amazing things for you, they'll do the dishes for you, they clean your laundry, they mow the yard for you, and you don't even think about it. But the moment they're like, do the dishes. Actually, I remember I was like, I don't want to do the dishes. Why do I have to do the dishes?
Yeah.
It's like, they have given me my house, they have given me my bed, they have given me my car to drive, and it's like this little thing, and it just like irks
you. That's a grown-up job.
Yeah.
No, I feel the same way. I think it's just, I don't know. It's just the way our brains work, we just fix on, I think it's the people pleasing in us. I think it's the desire to be liked. I think it's the evil desire for approval of others rather than approval of the Lord.
Mm.
It's all that. Because, and I say that because, so I posted a reel this morning of like, get ready with me for church. I am very tan right now. And my lips were chapped when I got tan. So there's like a line right here of like, skin that's lighter, and then above it is skin that's darker. I also grow hair on my body as well. Someone commented, girl, shave that mustache. And I was like, that makes me feel sad. Did you see when I looked at myself in the mirror of your car when we were driving back from church? And I went like this.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I can't see anything
and
right now.
I mean, you kind of could see it on the video, though. I mean, like, they had a point. Like, thank you for bringing that up. But the delivery could have been better. And so I deleted it because I was like, I'm not going to just let that stay there and hurt my feelings.
You should have replied and asked, what kind of razor do you use?
I know, but it just made me sad. I don't want to entertain it. Like,
yeah, I get it.
I don't want to respond to the hate because I don't even want to, like, which it's not even like hate. It's literally a silly comment. It probably didn't mean anything by it, whatever, scroll. But it does, like, when people comment on your appearance and it's negative, like, it just kind of is like, doesn't make me feel good about myself. But, why did I bring that up? Oh, Lauren Daigle controversy.
Yeah. What was your favorite part about the concert?
My favorite part about the concert, oh, by the way, I wasn't overstimulated at all. It was awesome and amazing. I think my favorite part of the concert was just her. Actually, I have two. My favorite part was her spirit. Like, you could tell she highlighted every single person that was part of her crew, part of her band, which as someone who comes from that world and like knows how much work goes into like behind the scenes and how many people like set up the sets, like they break that down after everybody gets out. They wait for everybody to get out. They take down that entire set. They put it in the bus. They set it up the next day. Like there are, it's not just a show and you have fun and you leave. There's so much that goes into it. So many rehearsal hours. And Lauren like knew every single person by name, highlighted every instrumentalist, had the instrumentalist up there dancing with her. Like she was just so grateful and you could tell that it was not about her. She it really was like not about her. Like she was just there randomly calling out like audience members and having full on conversations with them, which was like so cool. Like she had like a 2-minute conversation with just this random like 6-year-old girl on the stage. But my other favorite part was the little trio of the singers. She has these, they sound like very gospely, soulful, just like powerhouse belt singers, and their harmonies. I would go to a concert just to hear them three. I was fangirling. What was your favorite?
Definitely the song New. The Rescue song was great.
Oh, that's cool.
I liked when she talked about, I don't know if this was during the concert. Somebody talked about, I think it may have been the guy that came out for their, they have like a, something similar to like World Vision where they sponsor children in poverty countries to, you know, give them, you know, clean drinking water. And he talked about how, I don't know who said this, but just the idea that, you know, you're more than your story. I really, really like that.
Yeah.
Like you are more than your story. And we were talking about that whenever we were in the car the other day.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you have somebody close to you that you know has been through a lot or has like may have done something that no one's proud of. I remember that. But, you know, that you don't want that image to be out there on them.
And the Lord doesn't, like, he doesn't, you don't have to live in that shame and guilt. Like, once you're made new, like, you're done, which is something I struggle with because I feel almost like a, like, I have to hold on to it because, like, if I, like, sin or do something, it's like, oh, I have to hold on to this because, like, now I've messed this up and it's almost like I feel unworthy to receive the Father's grace. And I put myself in this like, well, other people can receive it, but I can't kind of light, which is something I've really been struggling with a lot lately, especially like even just letting things like loom over my head, like fully believing and trusting that the Lord actually does forgive, which is crazy to think about that. Like you can come on a podcast and be like, Jesus loves you and he forgives you and he blah, 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 which is all true. And it's so easy to say it to the other person. But for some reason, it's so hard for me to accept it myself.
Yeah.
And I sit here and I'm like, well, but for other people, that is true. For me, I have to work harder.
Yeah.
But I don't.
That's so true.
I think one thing you remind me of is like, you don't have to work for it. You don't have to work for the love of the Father.
Yeah, we can get into that mindset of like, I have to say this prayer, like I feel like some people will say a prayer and they'll be like, God, you know, just forgive me for this, like forgive me for, you know, looking at that or whatever, and then like the next day they're like, man, did he really forgive me for that, or should I ask him again? It's like, no, from all the way from the east to the west, Romans 8:1, like there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Like he paid for it at the cross. There's nothing you can do to pay for it. But back to like, you're more than your story. I was just thinking about this and I wanted to kind of like chat about it.
Let's chat. Like, also, before we tap into that, my face feels like it doesn't want to make facial expressions. Like, I'm just like this.
Yeah. Well, that's all right.
Okay.
It's a lazy Sunday.
Thank you.
We just no facial expressions, no smiling. If you're listening to this, you better not be smiling.
Don't smile. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was talking to Abby about this, and that's why it rang with me. It was like literally probably the next day we were talking about this, and I heard like, you know, the guy say that. I don't remember the guy's name, but just this idea that like for some reason growing up, I didn't want people to know about certain things that happened in my life with like people that I was close with, like family members or friends, because I had this picture that they would think of them for that reason, or they would think of, you know, a parent, or they would think of a sibling or a friend for what they've done in the past or how they've treated somebody in the past versus who they actually are now. And I felt like I would, like, you know, kind of hide a part of my life because I didn't want, you know, others to think differently of, you know, say somebody in my family or my friends. And we kind of got to talking about that. And, you know, I was just thinking of, you know, God's grace in that. It's like, I have become so proud of where God's brought me through my life versus feeling like I need to hide something because, you know, I may have made a mistake in my life previously.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah.
I have a question that popped into my brain.
Yeah.
But I don't want to focus too much on the, like, the before you allowed yourself to, like, see how far God has brought you part of it. But yeah. I do have a question on it. Do you think, and I'm trying to word this in a way that doesn't sound like I'm pointing fingers because I'm not, but it just is genuine, like, curiosity. Do you think the reason that, and this isn't like a setting you up kind of question, I'm just literally, like, curious. Do you think the reason you didn't want, like, people to know what other people had done, like, people in your life, you didn't want them to know, like, the bad things they had done was because, like, you somehow felt responsible for, like, their image? Like, I guess my question is, like, why were you taking on how other people viewed them?
Yeah, I think it was a protection thing more than anything, but it also, yeah, so I think,
like, don't hurt my people kind of thing.
Well, I just, you know, you care about people so much, like, you know, people that are, you know, blood or you're really close with and friends, and, like, you don't want them to you don't want others to think of, you know, them poorly, because ultimately if you're that close with them, then that reflects of, you know, a little bit about you too.
I was just about to say, do you think that's because you thought it, like, reflected of you as well?
Yeah, I definitely think so,
because you're, you know, you've had a past that's very different from who you are now.
Right.
Do you think a part of you was like, well, if they view other people like that, they'll view me like that?
Well, yeah, I think that.
So interesting.
By God's grace, I don't have this mindset anymore. And, you know, you still wrestle with that. But I think BC Ryan, before Christ Ryan, had this mindset that, you know, the people that I had relationships with, that they were their story. Like you are, you know, that addiction, or you were that abusive friend or whatever. Like, you didn't just become new, or you didn't just get over that. And I think, you know, God is so faithful in the fact that, like, no, like, he has taught me that he does make people new. And he does break you from addiction. He does break you from, you know, abuse. He breaks you from broken relationships. He breaks you from heartbreak so that you can become new in him.
That's so good. Do you think that, like, ooh, that, like, gave me chills. Do you think there's a world where you can almost, like, I feel like it's easy for people to just want to forget about their past and be like, well, and, you know, the beauty of it is you are not your past. I fully believe that. But do you think, kind of like the Lord turning graves into gardens kind of thing, like, do you think there's a world where you can look back on your past, appreciate it, and say, like, if I wouldn't have gone through that, I wouldn't be where I was today, and almost, like, appreciate it in a way, even though you don't promote that kind of, like, activity anymore?
Yeah. I forget who I was I talking with you about this? Who was I talking to? I can't remember. I guess it's not important because we're going to talk about it now, but,
on the pod.
Yeah. On the pod.
On the pod for the people.
I think you can get to that point where you are very thankful for what you went through, because God, you know, put you through that. No, I shouldn't say that. God did not put you through that.
Allowed.
Yeah. I wouldn't even say that. I think you can be thankful. I'll kind of reverse. I think you can be thankful for what you've been through, even though those are some of the choices that you made in sin, because it ultimately has made you who you are today. So you don't have to live in regret of, you know, your past sin or your past, you know, shame or guilt, but you can live in appreciation for the faithfulness that God brought you through that. So like,
say that again. You can live in the appreciation.
Yeah. So you can live in appreciation, or you can live in gratitude that God was faithful right. enough to bring you through that. Mm. So like, I feel like people can so easily get fixated on, oh, I want this. Oh, I need this. And they, you know, think as God is a wishing well. Mm. And so did we talk about this on the last pod?
I don't know, but say it again.
So it's good. I think people can get so fixated and like, I need this or I want that, and think of God as like a wishing well, versus, you know, your story and your testimony is so powerful that you need to look back on your story and your testimony so that you can live in gratitude for the faithfulness that God brought you through.
It's like Paul.
Yeah. And I think we did talk about this on the last pod, because I was talking about in Philippians 4, where Paul is basically outlining, like, you know, if you don't want to be anxious, he says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, through thanksgiving, present your request to God. So Paul's saying, like, do not be anxious, but pray.
Yeah.
Specifically, pray thankfully and present your request to God.
Mm.
And then he says, in the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. And then the next part of it is, you know, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is true, whatever is commendable, like, think about these good things.
Yeah.
And God will be with you.
That's so good. That's so good.
And he's saying that from a jail cell. We were talking about that. Mm-hmm. Like, he's saying that from a prison cell.
It's literally crazy how, like, we talked about this last week, we talk about this week. It's almost like math. It's like all of these little things that you...
Mm.
That you learn, like, from scripture, from the Bible, from going to church, these practices, it's almost like, I say all the time, like, I wish there was, like, a one-size-fits-all kind of answer for everything, but it's almost like there is. Like, these stories in the Bible can apply to so many, almost every situation you're going through, and I feel like oftentimes, like, we get a certain situation that we're going through, or something. This is kind of, like, going on in...
No, this is good.
Different thing. But we get, I feel like we speak to ourselves when we go off on like tangents like this. Like, it's not like we're like, we're speaking to you and this isn't us. But what I'm saying is, like, I get so easily like, well, there's nothing about dating in the Bible, you know, and there isn't anything about specifically dating in the Bible, but situations that we go through in dating are in the Bible. There are so many stories that we can apply of like the root of the feelings or the root of the things that we're actually going through. They're like the same feelings that these characters, well, not even characters, actual people in the Bible felt.
Right. Because, like, we can overcomplicate. I think it's like, like, our situation is, like, what we're going through is different than what we went through a month ago or a year ago. So we can't go to the same scriptures, these ancient scriptures that have gotten people through depths and valleys.
It's like, oh, the Bible's outdated. Like,
yeah. And not even... Like, I wouldn't even say, like, you know, believers would say, like, oh, it's outdated, so I can't go to it. I think they're like, oh, it got me through this, but, like, this is a whole nother situation that I'm going through. So I can't take that application and apply it to that. When in reality, it's like, no, like, if you really seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, or if you... you know, count it all joy when you face many trials, or you do not be anxious, but pray about everything, you know, or all you who are weary, come to me. Mm-hmm. Like, if we apply that to every situation that we're going through, I think we just overcomplicate it, and that truly will, you know, help us.
Here's the thing I'm learning about this in Untangle Your Emotions, in my book, is that I feel like a lot of the root of why we turn to the Bible is because... let me take a couple steps back. A lot of the times when I go to the Bible to like seek help on my circumstances, it's because I'm feeling a certain way, right? You're feeling something, like, which is a great thing. The Lord gave us feelings. Jenny Allen says the Lord like gives us feelings. They're meant to be felt, not fixed, but feeling those feelings is going to lead you somewhere. Like, don't just sit and feel those feelings. Feel them to allow you to discover what the actual root is.
Wow.
And so I feel like that, like, those feelings of, oh, I'm in this situation, like, I feel this way, let me turn to the Bible, is a beautiful thing, right? Okay. There also is foundational Bible reading that, like, even when you don't feel like reading the Bible, you know, that's a feeling that's not
Yeah.
A practice.
It's part of building your relationship these are two, with
yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah. Two different God, things I'm talking about here right now. But when going to the Bible for like help in circumstances and in time of need, like turn to the Father in your time of need, right? It's like there is an answer for everything in the Bible, and I can boldly say that. And it's not situational to where every single situation is going to be in the Bible. But your situations are not the root of why you feel what you feel, if that makes sense. And I have to say that to myself as well. It's so easy, like, oh, well, living here, I'm so sad. But if I lived somewhere else, I would be happy. Would you, though? Like, would you, though? Mm. And I have to tell that to myself. I mean, we sit here and we're like, oh, we're so sad we're not at the beach. I wish we lived at the beach. But it's like, grass is always greener. We'd be at the beach and feel the same way in 2 weeks.
Grass is greener where you water it.
Exactly. And so it's like, are you sad where you are? Find a new group to spend time with. Invest in something different, you know? And I'm not trying to sound insensitive. I'm just trying to say this as encouraging as possible to myself and to anyone listening. Like, yeah, maybe your job isn't your dream job, but it's what you make of it in the waiting, right? And maybe that feeling of, oh, I really don't like my job right now. Why don't you like your job? Yes, it is the situation that you're in, but is it how a person is acting? Is it how you're being treated? Is it what you're giving in your circumstance? Is it how you start your morning and that bleeds into your job? Is it because all of these things we can discover through the people that have, my dad's clapping really loud and distracted me. I think I have ADHD, but we'll talk about that later. But yeah, it's like these circumstances lead us to have feelings. If I could put it in like an equation, circumstances equal feelings. Feelings divided by Bible equal self-discovery in faith, in life, in soul-searching, mind, body, and soul.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. I don't
know. No, that makes total sense.
Kind of all over the place with it, but...
Well, it all comes down to, you know, what are you putting your trust in? Like,
right.
if your whole life is consumed by your job, your sport, your boyfriend, your relationship with your mom...
Finding your identity in those things as well.
Yeah, then that's going to be what sways your feelings no matter what.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. And I like what you said, like, you know, it's easy to, you know, say, I would be much happier if I was living somewhere else. But let's take a look at how do you start your morning? Like, who are you spending time with? Because that will probably answer a lot of your confusion and your concern.
Right. Ooh, that's really good. This is kind of like a comma leading me to something else topic, but I also want to talk about that is something that I think I'm realizing because we have said like, oh, it'd be so cool to live at the beach and like, that'd be a really cool thing for us, which I think this is what I'm talking about. It's not like a circumstantial kind of thing. I think this is actually just a me thing. And I kind of realized it when we were talking to our friends this morning. One of our friends said something that was kind of along the lines of it. And she was like, I struggle to get close with people because the closer I get is like the more opportunity for like hurt to happen and like friendships and stuff. I feel like I might be the same way a little bit, but not in the way of like building relationships and hurt, but more so like I'm timid to get rooted with anybody anywhere because I may end up leaving and going somewhere else. And so it's like I catch myself sometimes being like, well, I don't have to hang out with the people here in Bowling Green because like what if I move in a couple years? Like I don't want to get close with them because I don't want leaving to be hard. And I think I realized that actually a couple days ago.
Wow.
And just talking about that, I was like, oh, I'd love to talk about that a little bit because I'm like, where does that come from? I think it's that all or nothing mindset. It's like, well, if I'm not going to be here forever, then I'm not even going to try.
Yeah. And it's,
I find that with school too. I do that with school.
Yeah. And I feel like that thought process is basically saying like, I know exactly how my days are numbered. So I'm going to try and control them as best as I can.
I've got a control problem. I mean, it's bad. You know what I mean, though?
Yeah, no, I totally know what you mean.
Is that toxic?
No, I think it's not toxic. It's just...
Is that valid?
It's valid. It's so valid.
That's a little joke that we talked about. I like hearing that my feelings are valid even if they're irrational.
That's right, because they are.
I think Ryan's also learning that sometimes Abby just needs to hear what she needs to hear, even if it's...
Ryan is learning that sometimes you just don't want to bark up a tree, and that you can just say, I'm sorry, and give them a hug.
I think, you know what's funny?
No, I'm just kidding.
You know what's funny? I've never understood, like, the men in marriages that are like, your wife is always right, mm-hmm. and now I'm like, oh, I think I get it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We're dating, though.
I'm sorry. Yep, I know. I know. Can I say that and then we can go back to the serious talk? Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Everybody and their mom is asking me, oh, so when, like, are you and Ryan talking about engagement? Are you and Ryan talking about engagement? When is he gonna propose? I look at them and I say, your guess is as good as mine. I don't know. And Ryan goes, oh, I tell him the two to three years. I'm tired of that joke because we both know it's a joke and I've reached my limit, ladies and gentlemen. I know I struggle with patience. However, it is so hard to be so excited about something. You're also excited.
I am very excited.
And it's not like I'm like dreaming here. Like we're legitimately talking about these things and being serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like people talk about engagement season being like kind of weird. And then they talk about like dating being a thing. No one talks about the section of time between dating and like engagement. There's this like pre-engagement, like, oh, we've established like plans. Like we've established like, oh shoot, this is like actually for real. Like we're actually doing this right now. And then it's just like, oh, so when is that gonna happen? I don't know. It's all up to him. And scene. Except it's not actually a scene.
Your feelings are valid and I'm sorry. No. It was really funny. We were in the garage today after our walk and Abby said, so are you just going to propose to me?
No, I said, so when are you going to propose to me?
Because everybody keeps asking.
Because we got pretty serious and we were, you know, I don't want to say we don't fight and then people be like, oh, they're perfect and they don't fight. But it's like, we have conversations where they're uncomfortable and we're trying to like understand each other.
Yeah, it's really just trying to understand.
Yeah, but sometimes it's just hard because
yeah, it just takes a little bit of time. We know where it's gonna get to. It just sometimes takes a little bit of time to get there.
Yeah, and so it's just like sitting in the discomfort of like, okay, we're both not understanding each other right now.
Yeah.
So anyways, it was one of those conversations. So we hugged after and like felt good and everything, and you know, but it was kind of serious. And then I just look at him and I'm like, so when are you going to propose to me? Because people keep asking me and I don't know what to tell them. So if you're any of my friends, you can just kind of like figure it out for me. Except actually, I don't want to know. I don't want to know anything. Which I've told you that, right? Yeah. And I told my mom that too. Because my mom asked me and I was like, I don't want to know anything. I don't want to know anything about a ring. I don't know anything about anything. So anyways, that's all I'll say about that because I don't want to talk too much about it and then get excited because we are dating.
Yeah.
And you're better about staying in the season as it is. I get a little excited.
Too, maybe the podcast just
doesn't need to know all that.
No. They might be like, oh, they actually probably enjoyed that. So I shouldn't even say that. They probably loved that. I loved it. It was a great rant.
Are you being for real or are you being? Rant. Oh, thank you. Okay, anyways, what were we talking about before?
We were talking a lot about our circumstance versus
investing and where we are.
Yeah, well, essentially, like, the control thing you were talking about, like...
Yes, I have a control problem.
Yeah. But did we have anything else we wanted to hit on that?
Well, I thought you were going to say something.
No, but I had something I wanted to hit on about your circumstance.
Yeah, go ahead. Take the mic.
Like, this is a question I would ask, like... Who are you following? And when I say that, I mean, like, this is to the believer that is listening right now. Like, who are you following? Like, because if you're following Jesus and, like, your Sunday just looks like being bored at church for an hour and you're posting an Instagram story with the Bible app that sent you the Bible verse and you don't have any real relationship with Jesus, then I think you're caught up in, you know... American Christianity, that you're chasing comfort and you're chasing happiness versus you're chasing truth in a relationship with the one who made you. And I think it's so important to like call that out whenever somebody is like putting their faith in so many other things. Like whenever I ask, like, who are you following? I mean, like, what are you consumed by on a day-to-day basis? Like, is it a sport? Is it your boyfriend?
Is it your phone?
Like, is it scrolling? Like, fill in the blank. Like, what are you following? Mm-hmm. Because that's going to dictate like where your mind goes, and that's going to dictate like what you truly believe in. Mm-hmm. Because like Jesus didn't call us to a comfortable life. He didn't call us to, you know, chase like happiness. He called us to lay down our life. Like he tells the rich young ruler in Luke, he says, you know, go give up everything you have and then come follow me. And the rich young ruler left sad because he didn't want to give up anything because he had a lot of things.
You know what just clicked for me? When you said Jesus doesn't call us to a life of being comfortable. Because I was sitting here thinking, like, when you said, I don't know, there was something you said that made me basically be like, yeah, I really compare myself a lot to the to people who are like, oh, well, you have a closer relationship with Jesus than I do. You have a closer relationship. And I sit and compare myself a lot and can kind of get down on myself. And that's not a healthy place to be either, you know, because we've talked about how I am like, oh, well, I feel like I can just work my way into God's love. And that's, you know, that's not how it is. But I think also there, in a weird way, there is kind of beauty in that because, like, he doesn't call us to a life of feeling comfortable. Like, if I felt like, ah, my relationship with Jesus is top tier now, which is like basically what I'm searching for. Those feelings are of comparison are like, you're searching to feel like you've hit this certain status of your relationship with Jesus. And that's just not how it is. Like, you're right. He doesn't call us to be comfortable. Like, it's constantly going to feel like I am not doing enough. And in a weird way, we can rest in that.
Yeah.
In that like coexisting thing that's so hard for us as humans to wrap our brain around, that like two total opposite things can coexist, but the power of the Lord is so mighty that like we can rest in knowing that we will never be enough.
That's so good.
That is so great. It gives me chills thinking about like
that's so good.
I just wish I knew that all the time, and I wish I believed that and didn't doubt that.
Yeah. You can rest in the complete work of Jesus Christ, not based off of what you can do for him, but based off what he did at the cross. Oh, so whenever I say like, yeah, you're not chasing comfort and you're not chasing happiness. No, we're on a truth journey. So like Jesus called us to lay down our life daily and pick up our cross. Like he calls the gate of the narrow gate. He says like a camel. It's like a camel going through an eye of a needle.
Yeah.
It's like that is what he's saying is because like a comfortable life and a life without Jesus leads to destruction. And I think we can so often, you know, choose our phone. We can choose sports. We can choose our relationships over that.
Ourselves.
And it's like, who are you really following at the end of the day? Because that's where you're going to be led.
Yeah. And I think a lot of it we search for on the surface, but my encouragement to myself, to all of us, is like, dig up what really the root of it is. Mm-hmm. Because it's very easy for me to sit here and be like, yeah, it's my phone, you know? But it's like, but what on your phone is making you keep spending more time in that?
Yeah.
And not, did I have hair in my mouth?
Yeah.
And not in the word. And it's like, honestly, you want me to tell you what it is? The views.
Mm.
I love seeing people follow our Instagram account.
Yeah.
I love seeing people subscribe to the YouTube channel. I love, and that's what I keep looking at, is that like validation. And that's why I think today, like, the comment actually did hurt so bad, because it's like, oh my gosh, I'm trying to find worth in what other people are saying about me and my creativity and what I'm putting out. That you don't even know. And you don't even realize it until a bad thing happens, and then it hurts so bad, and you're like, why did that hurt so bad?
Yeah.
And it's because you're seeking your validation from people who know nothing about you, who have never seen that thing before, rather than knowing your worth and knowing your validation that is already freely given to you by the person who created you. Why do I care about anyone else's opinion of me other than literally the one who created me, who knitted me together, made me exactly how I'm supposed to be made? If he wanted to give me a mustache, I'm gonna have a mustache and I'm gonna be proud of it. I'll grow handlebars. I don't care. And do this.
Yeah, I would love that.
Beard burn. You know what I mean, though?
No, that's so great. Yeah, like...
Thank you.
Just resting in the fact that the work is completed and, like...
The work is completed.
Jesus says about you and what, like, God says about us is the only thing that matters, you know? Like, I say that lightly because there is a point to where we should care about, you know, the people close to us and how they, you know, view us and our reputation. But if we truly have a heart for Jesus and we long to see his face and seek his face, that stuff takes care of itself. Rest in the fact that God didn't send Jesus down to make bad people good. He came to make dead people alive. And that's it.
That's so good. I have nothing else to add. Listen, with that being said, we're going to just go ahead and give you guys some technical difficulty updates. We are finding that with my camera, I have to have it fully charged and plugged in the entire time in order for the camera to not shut off during filming. Sometimes the camera will shut off if it gets overheated and we can't do anything about it. Everything has to be like top tier. Like, we don't have any backups or anything except for Ryan's phone. So,
which is a great camera.
Which is a great camera, and it's fine. But that's basically where we're at right now. And we're saying that because things just shut off again.
Yeah,
and we want to keep you guys updated on like what we're trying to figure out.
If we just like we're trying to preach to the choir and then it just stops and then I say light just turned off, that might be
why. That's why. But I usually cut it out.
Kind of fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Keeps us on our toes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like
this is a great episode.
I was gonna say usually we kind of talk a little bit more about like life updates and stuff at the beginning, but I feel like we kind of just got in the mindset of, I didn't even want to film this podcast today. I'm going to be honest. I was like, I like doing it, but I love doing it. I love doing it. But, you know, sometimes you're just like, oh, I'm just tired.
Yeah, well,
that's kind of how I felt.
I was excited to film until we were sitting here and the audio wasn't working. And I was like, well, looks like we can't film today. And I just was like, we're not filming.
Oh, is that how you felt when you said you were just like, no?
I just thought it was going to take longer than it did. And I was
that's
like,
the thing is that
it was a little heartbreaking there. Like,
yeah,
like, let's just go watch TV or something.
That's the thing is that when you bring what you have to the Lord, he'll use it.
Yeah.
And we were just kind of like, you know what? That's why I said the devil works hard, but my God works harder.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're bringing all that we can right now.
For real.
And that's all we got. I mean, you have a full-time job. This isn't our full-time job. I don't have a full-time job, but I'm all over the place as well. Everyone's busy. Everyone has stuff. I'm not trying to be like, we're so hard and blah, blah, blah. But it's just kind of like, we're bringing all we can right now.
Yeah, and I think, you know, let us know. What do you think of of the quality of the audio? What do you think of the quality of the picture? I feel like it's not too bad. The setup, really, like, if you were behind the screen now, the setup is really funny. But I feel like whenever it's clipped up, it actually looks decent. You're doing an awesome job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm not doing anything. It's her.
No, it's both of us. Ryan's taking some great videos for the Instagram. Go check it out at That's Life Potty. We've been posting every single day. We post every single day. It's not one of those Instagram accounts that you make and then it dies off. Like, we're consistently posting. We have videos on backup. Like, we are doing that right now.
Yeah.
So let us
know.
We're
really enjoying it too. Like, yeah, we love it.
It's fun to look back and like see those little memories.
Yeah.
And even like a year from now, like, we want to keep this up and do this and like build this up, but
our hope for this podcast is that we would get rich and famous from and be as big and have more followers than all of you combined.
If I had $1 for every time Ryan's made that joke on the podcast, I think I'd have $3.
Yep, because we've been filming for 4 weeks and I thought of it on the second week. Oh, then maybe I thought of it on the third week.
You do three like this?
Yeah.
I do three like this.
It's a basketball. It's probably a basketball thing.
But let us know what you think about the podcast, the vlogs, the reels, everything. Yeah. Don't let me know what you think about my mustache, because I've already been told that as well. Basketball. You need a basketball update. I went to Ryan's game
2 days there'd ago. There'll be a little reel coming up about that, too.
Yep, there will be a reel about Ryan's
basketball. I just want to let you guys know, I had 25 points, and Abby didn't get a single... The closest thing she got to me scoring a point was a warm-up three before the game started and a missed free throw.
I'm so sorry. I was talking with the other wives. I was talking with the wives. Oh, you know what was funny?
I would have probably gotten picked up by the Boston Celtics.
Okay.
On their G League team if they would have saw my highlights from that game.
Ryan was so good, though. Ryan is such a good basketball player, like, actually, for real. It is funny, though, sometimes... you never get angry, but every once in a while...
I'm very competitive. That's just who I am.
Every once in a while, you'll get just a little sass. You won't even get angry.
It's not sass. It's competitive.
Yeah. Sass I just is don't...
such a girly word for
I
that.
I just don't know that world.
I get competitive, and I get a little chirpy. I like to talk.
Chirpy. But it was funny, which now she listens to this podcast, but because I was talking about the podcast, because I was like, if it looks weird while I'm taking videos, this is why I'm taking videos.
Yeah, you're like, I'm really not proud of Ryan.
No, I am, which I love having those videos, but I was just taking videos at like random times, which you'll see in the reel. Anyways, all of that to say, I acted like, I'm exposing myself, but I acted like I didn't hear her the first time, and she goes, what's your husband's name again? And then she goes, what's your boyfriend's name again? And inside I was like, but it was just, I just thought it was funny because I would have been like, Ryan, and I wouldn't have even said anything. Yeah. But it's fun watching, and like I sit back with all the little girls and we all talk and it's fun. I feel like a basketball mom.
Yeah, it's fun. I feel
like your mother.
You're an NBA taking all the pictures. Girlfriend.
Yep.
That's what the reel's going to be. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. I know, we're spoiling everything for everybody. I guess I have to post it tomorrow. But we also have our crumble review coming tomorrow.
Yeah, you can post it on Tuesday.
I bet the flavors are out.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to get my phone over there?
Yeah.
Thanks.
You want to, like, live?
Yeah, like we did last time, remember? Yeah. That was fun. Okay, let's see, everybody. I'm loving these crumble reviews, and... they honestly bring me so much joy.
They're so much fun.
They're just so much fun.
It's like our weekly thing now.
Oh, okay, they're out. I'm nervous. Let's do it. Why am I nervous? Okay, here we go.
Ooh, M&M.
Monsters featuring M&M candies.
Warm peanut buttered.
Cookie dough. That's a chilled one. Cinnamon scone. Melt in your mouth.
Oh, I bet that's so good.
Oh, but it's a cookie.
Good.
It's not a scone. Chocolate cupcake, lemon bar, and milk chocolate. Okay, so the top three I'm excited about.
Oh, the top three. Oh, you'll love cookie dough, I bet. A brown sugar cookie topped with creamy cookie dough, buttercream, and chunks of cookie dough pieces.
I remember cookie dough. Oh, and man. It's going to be really a good week. I'm excited about cinnamon.
M&M Candies has peanut butter chips in it and semi... Oh, yeah.
They just did a lemon thing last week.
It's a lemon bar, though. It's a little different.
But is it an actual lemon bar? Let's see. Oh, no. It's like a meringue kind of thing. Oh. I don't think I'm going to like that. I don't like fruity cookies, though. Yeah. That's the thing. But I'm actually really excited.
What are you most excited for?
I don't think I'm going to like the chocolate cupcake, because I don't like vanilla cookies with chocolate frosting.
What are you most excited for?
Definitely cookie dough. I love their chilled cookies these days.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's going to remind me of the Chips Ahoy one. What about you, that
definitely
one?
Definitely M&M, yeah.
I wonder if it's a peanut butter
That's
cookie.
That's my thing.
The M&M... warm peanut butter dream.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing.
Brimming with M&M's milk.
That's going to be so good.
Milk chocolate. You're going to bite into the M&M. It's going to be soft and melty in there.
That's going to be good. All right. Oh my gosh. We're ending the pod.
Okay, wait. High-low. High-low this week.
High was being at the beach still because it's Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Low. You always do this, and I have a lot of time going by.
That's okay. Don't feel pressure. I'm learning to sit in silence.
Well, it's not great for the viewership.
Just sorry, guys.
Nothing.
Unsubscribe, I guess.
I don't have a low. Everything
was
amazing.
You don't have a
low? No.
That's so good. Aw, not even our conversation?
No. It was a high to me.
I can't tell if you're being serious or not. My low was my sunburn this week. Brought me so much pain because I got sunburn right where, like, my sports bra line is, which I kind of talked about last week. But now that I, like, wear it, it, like, rubs. Oh, it hurts so bad. They're, like, scabbed over right now. But anyways, that. And my high. Oh, gosh. Yeah, the beach obviously is a high, but, like,
it's a cop-out, but yeah, it's the best thing.
But, like, a specific high, honestly, just, I said this last week, but, like, I feel like we're just getting such good time to spend together.
Yeah.
These days, which is so fun. Like, I love.
Oh, hi. My high, we checked out a new coffee shop. That was fun. At Miller House. Miller House.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In Bowling Green, if you're a Bowling Green local, Mill House Coffee Co.
Very cool place.
5-second summary review is that it's a cool vibe.
Yeah, I love that they did that. Like they really cared about the inside of it. You can tell. Yeah,
very comfy, great study place. They put a lot of avocado on their veggie wraps. So ask for, like, less avocado or something.
Chicken Caesar wrap was great.
Yeah, I tried some of his too. And they still have the same tables that the old Starbucks in there that used to be there has. So, has some ancestry. Could have maybe, I don't know, got something. I didn't try their coffee, so I don't know how to, like, rate their coffee.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. Overall, probably, like, 7.5.
Yeah, it was great. It'll be a perfect spot, too, since the Hot Rods are back flying. So Minor League Baseball is back, and it's right by there. So it's a nice little spot, too.
But if you want to sponsor the pod, we'd give it a 9 out of 10.
Probably a
9. 10. 9.5.
Might even give it a perfect score.
I wonder when we'll give a 10 out of 10 to a crumble cookie.
Never. You can't get a perfect score because you can never go higher than 10.
The only thing that's a 10 out of 10 is
the Jesus cookie. Yeah.
The Jesus cookie, what would that be?
It would
have a hole in the middle.
Blood. Bread. All right, we're done.
That's okay. We're done. Anyways, thank you guys for watching.
Thank you.
We hope that podcast blesses them.
We do. We actually do. Thanks for listening. Peace. Yeah.
And with that, we love you. Jesus loves you. And that's life. That was better.